Veritas Academy was chosen by Niche as the number one Christian and private school in Northern Virginia and third in the state of Virginia. Have coffee with the headmaster every Tuesday morning. Schedule your visit now. VeritasAcademyDC.com. VeritasAcademyDC.com.
Now, from the WMAL WinBet Studios, O'Connor and Company.
105.9 FM, WMAL. Good Wednesday morning at 8:07 on WMAL. We're getting you where you need to go and giving you all the facts and information that you need once you get there. Investigative journalist from Washington Examiner, Sarah Westwood, is keeping us company all morning long. Sarah, thanks again for being here.
Thrilled to be here.
I'm very thrilled to have Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer with us as well. Tony Schaefer, of course, a CIA-trained intelligence operations officer who had his own boots on the ground in Afghanistan in the early days of that conflict. He's now the president of the London Center for Policy Research. Tony, good morning to you. Always good to talk to you.
Hey, Larry, always great to join you. Thanks for having me.
By the way, I want to tell you, he's the creator and producer, Tony is, of National Geographic series Chain of Command. And that really comes into play here, Tony. It's a great series, by the way. I remember it vividly. Because we have a real concern about the chain of command here with this Mark Milley story, don't we?
Well, that's the whole issue. Details we're learning are very troubling. Obviously, Larry, we don't know what is completely fact and what may be a bit of an embellishment, but the core issue is very serious, and just your audience is smarter than the average bear. And the chairman of the Joint Chiefs essentially is the senior advisor to the President of the United States for military operations and military issues. He's not technically in the chain of command. That's one of the grand ironies of our current setup. But if it's true, if what we're told is true, on or about the 8th of January, Mark Milley took it upon himself to remove a sitting president of the United States from the chain of command. And if that's true, and let me be very clear, if that's true, that is considered legally a coup, because the moment you break that chain of command, you insert yourself, you remove the civilian leadership, and that's the key here. The Pentagon is run by civilian leadership. The moment you remove that and put yourself in place, you've created a situation where you've technically violated not only your oath of office, but you've moved the ball across the finish line to full-blown, like, removal of the President of the United States from his position of authority. So this is very serious.
Obviously, given your, you know, high-level experience at the Pentagon, you might be able to speak to this. Do you read into at all the fact that we haven't heard a denial from General Milley? I mean, is this, if this were to be just a patently false story, is this something that the Pentagon would wade into, or is it would it fall under the typical pattern of the Pentagon sort of staying out of the fray?
Well, I emailed another former chairman of the Joint Chiefs last night and recommended that he recommend to Mark Milley to get ahead of this and make a comment. I think he needs to get ahead of this. So no matter how you cut it, Milley's going to have to address these allegations. These are far too serious for anyone to just kind of sit back and hope it passes. And I don't think this will. Remember, during this period of time, we're talking about great tumult within the nation. You had all the issues going on with the 6th January issue. You had Nancy Pelosi out publicly speaking about her trying to intercede to force the military to bend to her will. There's issues relating to China. This China thing is very troubling because, as we know, Taiwan has been one of the desired, the Republic of China, which is the non-communist China, Taiwan, has been a prize that the People's Republic of China, the Chinese communists, want to obtain. And one of the credible areas of reporting right now is that one of our allies, the British, Five Eyes, was monitoring Chinese leadership. And Larry, we have to remember here that we're not the only ones who have concerns about China. So imagine their surprise when the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, again, this is alleged, I don't know this for a fact yet, when they have the chairman of the Joint Chiefs telling the Chinese, hey, if I'm directed to attack you guys because you're doing something against Taiwan, don't worry, I'm going to tell you about it.
Yeah.
Think about that. And I think that's something we have to address.
By the way, for everybody who's like saying, well, if you don't know if it's true, why are you speculating? Folks, this is Bob Woodward's book that's been printed in Washington Post as fact. Okay, so as far as the left is, as far as NBC and MSNBC and Washington Post, this is fact. We're the ones who are giving Millie the benefit of the doubt here, okay?
Exactly.
But and I got to say, Tony Schaefer, I don't think I've ever said this in the many years that we've known each other, but I think you might be understating the severity of this, because this goes well beyond just removing President Trump as the duly elected commander-in-chief, the civilian oversight of the military, from the chain of command, because he removed him from the chain of command by talking to our foreign adversary, one would argue the greatest military threat to world peace, the People's Liberation Army in China. I mean, you're right. He subverted the chain of command. But he also promised our enemy that they'd give him a heads up on an attack. That in and of itself is problematic, to say the least.
I'm trying to give the guy the benefit of the doubt. I mean, look, I've reached out to his office before, and I actually offered him a platform to explain some of his less than favorable decisions, just saying. Mm. So let me say this very clearly. As someone who has served, the set of orders that Milley apparently gave the day that he issued this, plus the phone call issued by the intercepted by the Allies, should result in, if it's true, let me be clear, because we are giving the benefit of the doubt, if it's true, it should result in immediate removal and prosecution under the UCMJ for a number of articles, to include, technically, I'm going to say this and I may get in trouble, treason. Because the moment you tip your hand to an adversary who is likely to use that information for their benefit, you've kind of become the 21st century Benedict Arnold. Mm. And it's a sad point. And so the other thing here, there's a movie out there about this. Larry, you've probably seen it, 7 Days in May.
Oh, sure.
And I recommend people go see that to understand kind of the importance of all this. But in my judgment, he is Mark Milley. Because of bad judgments on Afghanistan, which we've talked about, the whole Bagram issue, and now this, he has completely disgraced the uniform, and at this point, he's damaged that office. And I've known a few of those men who have been in that position. He has permanently damaged that office by the fact that there may always be doubt about the loyalty of the man in that office if he chooses to act politically rather than to support the oath of office and the Constitution.
There's reporting out there this morning in Axios that suggests that so far General Milley has been waiting to respond to criticism about his handling or his recommendations that he gave in the course of the Afghanistan withdrawal until his congressional hearing on September 28th. How do you think that he, you know, like what kind of scrutiny do you think he's going to face during that hearing? And do you think it would be a wise strategy for him to wait to respond to this story in that setting as well?
No, he can't wait. This is something that, again, as Larry said, this is Bob Woodward. Bob is very thorough in his reporting. Again, I think he takes things and may shape them a certain way, even though there's a factual base to them. But again, even if you just give the Milley the benefit of the doubt regarding was there some level of embellishment, you cannot really embellish telling your chain of command to take an oath to you to remove the president. That needs to be addressed immediately. And I think there's no way around it. He's going to have to address this well before his testimony.
By the way, and I just want to, and Tony Schaefer is always good to talk to you about matters like this. I have a vivid memory of talking to you about the Stanley McChrystal affair. General McChrystal was removed from his job as commander of the Afghan forces because it was reported that he had made snide comments about President Obama and, by the way, ironically, then Vice President Biden. He was making jokes that a reporter overheard and then published in Rolling Stone, and he was removed from his command. I mean, if that's the precedent here, Tony, it sounds like you're saying at the very least Milley should resign, or you're saying actually this rises to the level of court-martial?
Yeah, look, the Michael Hastings thing with McChrystal, when McChrystal called Joe Biden Vice President Bite Me. I mean, if that's the level of,
I mean, who among us
standard,
didn't joke about Joe Biden back then? Come on.
Who has ever stopped?
Yeah.
With that said, no, it's very clear that Milley cannot serve. He cannot serve. And anybody who understands the importance of that position and the power it has. And again, think about it. He is a staff officer. He's the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. But he has huge power. And that power, once it's compromised, once you've compromised your office, you can't stay. You got to go. He's got to go.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, thank you, sir. President of the London Center for Policy Research, thanks for joining us, sir.
Hey, thanks, sir.
It's 8:16. Lisa Bates.